It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ice Spike and Friends. Oh, I'm sorry, Jack. I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't say it. Sorry. We're on the radio, 94.1, free Odyssey app.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Always. YouTube, we're streaming on YouTube. Odyssey Rewind, the WIP Afternoon Show podcast. So many different places to listen to us. You could also hear the Phillies tonight on WIP.
And I saw your tweet back at the guy this morning, wondering if we were in the Royersford rally, whatever, promo.
What?
Oh, Royersford. Oh, yeah. Okay. So there's a... Did you listen to the promo?
Yeah, so we were in there. It says WIP Afternoon Show.
But it doesn't name us. I think
it
names everybody else by name.
Yes.
Okay. So there... Yep. Okay, so this is worth pausing top five for a second. So somebody tweeted me. This guy is a Foxhole guy. He's looking out for us.
Okay.
There is a promo running on the air for our show at McGurk's in Royersford next Wednesday. Of course, all the shows are going to be there.
Yes.
And it names the shows, but it names the name of the people in the shows, except for our show, where it just says WIP Afternoon Show.
Laziness.
Does not say Ike, Spike, and Fritz, just says WIP Afternoon Show. So it says Joe Giglio, Hugh Douglas, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, and we're just the WIP Afternoon Show.
What's that all about?
I don't know. What's it say, 3 seconds on the promo?
It is a 40-second promo.
Yeah.
Well, feels like a direct shot.
It's just one extra name.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
But tell him to fix it.
You gonna give out Rod's number?
Get Battle on the phone. You have Battle's number, right? After the top five?
Yes, I have Battle's number.
I want Battle on the air.
You want me to call Battle after top five?
After top five, yes.
Okay.
Top five time.
He's gonna not like that.
I don't care.
Yeah, this is it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five beautiful five.
So, as always, we are always monitoring the people at WIP.
We're monitoring.
Always. At all times. And there are a certain group of people that I believe are back.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Sorry, number five. Let's get this one out of the way.
You.
I'm back.
There he is. You are back.
Come on, man.
You feel good about your win today, right?
I feel fine. Again, I'm not here to get over the top. Again,
yeah.
I'm expected to win. I should win. Yes. If I lost today, I would have been at the bottom of the Schuylkill.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Well, you got one more? You got one more.
Got one more, big dog.
Tied 2-2 basketball in about 2 weeks.
I need you to turn into the White Mamba.
Yeah.
Brian Scalabrine.
Dude, I'll take Scal.
Yeah?
I'll take Scal.
As Scal says, Scal always says, Scal is closer to Michael Jordan than you are to him, is what Scalabrine said.
It's a great line.
It is.
I forgot that one when I was playing baseball. I had it all queued up. I was like, I'm closer to Zach Wheeler
than you are to me. Yeah.
But I forgot it, per usual.
You are back.
The fourth person at WIP is back, and this is a minor miracle, but Rod Lakin, I mean.
How is he back?
What did he do?
It's a good event out there today.
And, I love a good
bit. And he got his desired outcome. He got 2-2.
Yeah.
David Stearns Lakin.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I don't know about Rod Lakin.
I'm a Rod guy.
Oh, you guys can say whatever you want.
Well, I'm a Rod guy. Look, I don't know if he's back yet.
We got to go all the... Look, God bless Glen Mills School and everybody's there. We got to go 40 minutes away for a track.
That's true.
And we didn't find out till Monday where it was.
That's true.
Listen.
Yeah.
Wasn't the great lead up.
No. Now, the staff there was great.
Of course.
The facility's great. Thank you, Glen Mills.
It was inside.
The outcome was great. Yeah. You know, inside, very good for you and Joe. It might have been too hot outside.
Nah, it's beautiful. I would have ran all day. Yeah. Are you kidding me? You kidding me? And it was a shorter track, maybe.
Yeah. Well, it was definitely
some
a shorter
aren't questioning,
track.
Questioning, the track.
Well, hey, wouldn't have mattered.
It wouldn't have mattered.
I agree with that.
But the track, that was not 400
meters.
Just,
a lot of people saying that wasn't 400 meters.
There's no way.
You don't think I was on the 4.5 miles pace?
Yeah, no, I don't. And by the way, let's put that aside. There's no way Joe DeCamera was running a 6-minute mile pace.
I gave Spike the time, and he immediately said, no way.
Yeah. I thought, maybe I did it wrong.
He thought it was me, and then I thought it was me, too. I'm like, well, maybe, something wasn't right.
No, and Justin said, Jack finished in 117. I was like, 400 meters in 117. No.
Pretty fast.
Yeah, pretty fast.
Pretty fast. I wonder, what is the world record? Do you know what the world
record
is?
It's like 46 seconds or something.
Not that far.
Yeah.
30 seconds off the world record.
And that is number three, why Spike is back. I mean,
whoa, I'm back.
Attacking the stars in this city.
Oh, there
if you
go.
Thought it was just Jalen, don't worry. Don't worry. He draws the ire of everyone. Also, you're fasting again. You know,
I am.
So bad week for Bryce to put out the rivalry back.
I would agree with that. This is not the week, Bryce.
Not the week for it. And Strom also continuing to draw ire.
Now, I was eating when Strom drew ire.
Yeah. Initially happened.
Yeah, and by the
but
way,
I wasn't here yesterday, so yeah. I like the attacks on Strom. It's very funny today.
Thank you. Yeah, well, you know, he needs his Prism one of one, you know,
his
whatever
baseball
card.
Cards.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I'm glad that I'm back. And by the way, I think I am in I know it was a little difficult last time when I was doing the 5 day fasting. I think I've been pretty good over
this.
Well,
it's only day two.
It's day three.
It's right. You started
Sunday. Day two that you're dealing with me.
No, you started Sunday. That's right. Yeah.
But now, again, you said this last time, and then by Thursday, different animal.
Well,
although it's hard to tell fasting spike versus just spike.
Yeah, I'm pain in the ass no matter what. And look, we have Radiothon next couple of days.
Yeah.
Oh, Eagles Radiothon, folks. I hope you have good players booked for us. We want to raise tons of money for Eagles Autism Foundation. However, also want to talk to good players. You know, I might be a little edgy.
Yeah, I think I'm a like Spike Fast Week.
Yeah.
When he's fasting, I'm in.
All I get is a little tiny soup.
That starts tomorrow, right?
What?
Radio?
Yes.
All right, good. Yeah. Locked in.
Yep.
The second person at WIP who is back is Wedding Seltzer. So we were
at Tucker's wedding.
Tucker's wedding over the weekend. If you want, like, James should just be hired to be a perfect wedding guest. And it was so evident in the they're up there doing the ceremony.
Yeah. Did he butt in into the ceremony? Oh,
kinda.
No.
The pastor, you know, is given the speech, makes a little joke.
Yeah.
Loudest laugh from the third row from the back. All you heard was a ha. James saw it twice. I was like, oh my goodness. James Seltzer, America's wedding guest. He should start a wedding guest. He's perfect. He's first one on the dance floor.
Yep.
He'll laugh at all the jokes.
Yep.
Wedding Seltzer back in a big way this weekend.
I got to be honest with you. I'm surprised that we didn't get a top five
things that happened at Tucker's wedding.
Yeah. So there was enough-ish. Like the other notable thing, Tucker's whole shirt came off by the end.
Yeah, I saw pictures. Yeah.
He was having a good time.
Yeah.
He was for sure having a good time.
Wow, I haven't seen that Tucker.
Oh, yeah. Me either. I was like, yo, slow down. I streamed the entire Phillies game. So we were
shocker.
Totally locked in. It was a great wedding. It was a great wedding. So much food.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Okay.
Appreciate the invite.
Open bar?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, oh, well, come on.
There you go.
That's how you get Wedding Seltzer.
Yep.
Is the open bar.
That's true.
And plus, they all had a hotel at the place, so they stayed over.
So you were there, Seltzer was there, Elliot was there.
Gilio
was there.
Gilio was there.
And Mike Angelina.
Those are the only ones.
Yeah.
I didn't even get an invite.
Yeah, I hired him.
Yeah, people do forget that.
Yeah.
Damn.
I know. Well, listen.
Well, you know what? You have to do what he did. You either have to keep it really small, or then you end up having to invite almost everybody.
Yeah.
He kept it very small. I respect it.
Yeah.
And truth be told, Tucker, he's never going to hear this because he's in Hawaii. I didn't want to go. I didn't want to go.
No way I was going to that wedding.
But I do want to complain about not being invited. So I'm going to complain, but probably didn't want to go. This was far away, right?
Oh, it was 2 hours from me.
Yeah.
I think your wedding is the only wedding I think I've gone to.
Oh, you went to Elliot's. You showed up late.
The reception.
Yeah.
That's not going.
Oh,
to
you were at the ceremony.
Well, take it down. I was trying to give you a little. Yeah. Give you a little credit.
No, I was at the reception.
Yeah.
I went to Anthony's wedding.
His ceremony.
Yes, I went to the ceremony. That would have been the longest wedding I've ever been to.
Oh,
in
Catholic.
My life. Yes.
Right. Catholic ceremonies are like 2 hours.
And
beautiful,
once again,
but it was long.
Yes.
Well, and shout out to Tucker, by the way, because they took care of the Catholic ceremony on Friday night.
Oh, so you didn't have to go.
Yeah, which left Saturday for a quick little 10-minuter.
Yeah, I think ours was like, I think it was like 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Kidding me?
Yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
They got that out of the way on Friday night.
Yeah.
Wow, and it's two weddings?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I never heard of it before, but okay. I guess they did the Catholic portion on Friday.
Because it's longer.
The old hour and a half. Right. Yeah, they think of the courtesy of the guests.
Yeah.
But I appreciated it.
Well, because what you normally have to do is, when there's the Catholic wedding, they have to have it at a church.
Right.
So it ends up being this super long day for everyone, because that's a church
wedding,
at 1, and then the reception or whatever is at 6, and you don't know what to do. You're all dressed up. So them doing it on Friday is a nice...
Bonus, how about that?
Yeah. Now, Jill and I were the second to last people there, because in your stupid state, they split the highways, and I went on the express side instead of the local side.
Okay,
and I couldn't get back over to the local side
to get the exit.
So I missed my exit, and I got an extra 4 miles added on.
It was in Jersey, obviously.
Yes, was in Red Bank.
Okay,
Red Bank.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think I know what that says.
Yeah,
it was cool.
Yeah.
The park?
I don't know.
Is that where boats and stuff are at?
Yeah, it's a river. It was on a river.
I was just there.
I was there
Sunday.
Why?
Nice.
Wine. It was like a wine tasting event that was over there.
Well, look at you. I'm always getting accused. It's like,
I got drugged there. You know damn well.
Pinky
that
up.
My idea.
You got drugged there?
Or is it dragged there?
No, he's saying...
No, I know, but I'm saying, what's the correct way of saying it?
I was drugged there. I think that's fine.
Drugged there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, what's number one?
But the number
one... I wasn't
one...
drugged while I was there.
Yes, thank you for clearing that up. But the number one person at WIP who was starting to get lost in the shuffle of the Phillies announcers' power rankings on the pause meters, right?
Yeah.
We all know Ben Davis is on there.
You guys like to be stroked?
Yep.
We know that Rube's on there.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
Been a while since we had an out-of-pocket Stockett moment.
Oh, Stocker's back.
Okay.
And listen to this gem from last night.
2-1 the count and the pitch. Swung on, line towards right center field, falling, and Soto coming on, won't get it. It's a base hit. Both runs are going to come home and score as Schwarber and Harper cross the plate. Alec Bohm with a two-out, two-run single, and the Phillies lead it 3-0.
Spitting on that forkball. How many times you go through life where you get to spit on something and not have somebody get after you, but there you go.
Come on, man.
How many times you go through life where you get to spit on something and not have somebody get after you, but there you go.
Oh, my.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, man. Stop. Oh, no.
How many times you go through life where you get to spit on something and not have somebody get after you, but there you go.
Yeah, I got to believe he was in on that one.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I bet Fransky gave him the side eye on that one. Oh, man. Oh, that one. Oh,
man.
One more time.
How many times you go through life where you get to spit on something and not have somebody get after you, but
oh,
there you go.
Oh, no.
talking about taking a forkball, by the way.
Is Stocker's new nickname Hawk Tua? Is that what you got to call him?
Remember that?
Yeah.
Was that last year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Spike was here for
Hawk Tua. Like that was a long time ago.
I was here
ago.
For Hawk Tua.
Yeah. Then she got,
she got famous, she got rich, and then she
she got in
people,
trouble,
yes.
And then she got sad, and now she's back. She's
just
back.
Like Bobby Altoff or whatever. She's
Bobby Adolf.
Whatever.
No, it's Altoff.
Is it Altoff?
Yeah. I'm a big Bobby Altoff guy. I listen to the podcast. They got rid of the podcast now.
Yeah, but Drake's back on it.
It's a different podcast. She launched a different podcast.
Bobby was a plant.
An industry plant.
Yeah. Industry plant.
Bobby's early podcasts were very funny. Were really funny. And then everybody knew the bit. It wasn't funny anymore. This hour, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Chuck is back. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Chuck.
What's up, brother?
Hey, listen, I know Bryce Harper set out like a sore thumb in Hunting Park. I know that for a fact. I mean, God. I mean, damn. Rios, I love you, man. He subpoenaed my guy to the hood. I mean, what is he going to do in the hood? He's a $300 million man. I mean, I'd rather him donate some money to the hood than him come to. I want to play the next game. Listen, the guy, you know, it's too much heat on him right now. Too much. And what he did wasn't right. Okay, we know that. But rather he's wearing pink cleats, blue cleats, yellow cleats, green cleats, red cleats. He stunk yesterday, and he'd be the first one to tell you. Okay, but I'm not going to sit here and just rip on the guy because he had one bad outing with some blue cleats on. Okay, I would hope he wouldn't be smart enough to not do that again. But this team got bigger issues, you know, than Bryce Harper.
I know it's never Bryce's fault. It's never Bryce's fault. It's only Bryce when they win. It's not Bryce when they lose.
No. You didn't hear what I just said to you.
I did.
He would be the first one to tell you he stunk yesterday. What do you want people to say? I mean, whatever cleats he was wearing, Spike, he didn't play well. The team didn't play well. Okay?
He's the leader, Chuck. Mets. He's the leader.
Yeah, okay, he's the leader.
Right.
How would you feel
if Joel Embiid went out onto the court with some Celtics green elbow pads and knee pads when they played the Celtics and then stunk up the place? What would you say about Embiid? You would ship him out of town.
I've already been trying to ship him out of town.
Like, what would you do if he did that?
It won't take him to wear green knee pads for me to do that. He's already stunk it up in the playoffs the times that I've wanted to ship him out of town. So he doesn't have the success that Bryce has in the playoffs.
Oh, really? Okay, so, how many World Series has Bryce won?
He's been to one, though.
Okay. Oh, well, great. You know, well, I guess that's all we want here. That's all we want.
And he's been to an NLCS.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
This guy's never been on the second round. See, that's just your problem. Like, you try to compare those two. And there's no comparison.
Chuck, what would you say if Jalen Hurts went out onto the field wearing Dallas Cowboys colors, threw three interceptions, and lost by 30 points to the Cowboys?
I would say he stunk up the game, no matter what colors he was wearing.
Okay.
I'm trying to get you to focus on something that's more important than Bryce Harper's cleats right now.
Which is what?
They have a Mets problem. The Phillies have a Mets
problem. Right, and if their leader showed up yesterday, maybe they wouldn't have had a Mets problem.
Here's the thing, right? Rather he showed up or didn't show up yesterday, they are psychologically out of it when they play the Mets. And as simple as that. And I'm going to tell you like this, right? They woke up a sleeping giant. Because the thing about it is they did two things yesterday. They didn't just lose the game. They woke up a team that was actually probably going to give up this year had they just went in there and won that series. Now, they got a chance this game coming up, to try to, rectify that. But if they don't win tonight, I'm telling you, they're going to have a tough September. And it ain't going. And listen, we can look back at it. You can blame Bryce, Spike, like you want to do. You can blame him because of his cleats he was wearing.
No. Chuck, you are misunderstanding. You are misunderstanding because every time they win, you say it's because of him. And every time they lose, you say it's because of everybody else. When if you say the team has a problem with another team owning them mentally, then that falls on the best player and the leader of the team. It falls on Harper. It does. We can't keep playing this game where every time they come through, it's Bryce, and every time they don't come through, then it's everybody else. You said they have a Mets problem. Well, then Bryce has a Mets problem. He has to be the one to lead them out of it. He has to be the one who doesn't have the problem. He can't go into a game last night looking silly, first of all, then misplaying a rundown foolishly, striking out with guys on base against Kodai Senga fastball. This, you can't just separate the Phillies and Bryce. It doesn't work that way. We give him credit for bringing the organization back. He didn't sign one player, but we give him credit for JT coming in here. We give him credit for Trey coming here. He didn't sign one player, but he gets credit for it. No,
you say this, when they win, you say that it's not because of Bryce.
No, I don't say that. No, no, I don't. No, I don't. You don't listen. You don't listen, Chuck. You are full of it. The fact is, Chuck, that you don't know. I know more. Chuck, you don't know a thing about baseball. You like Bryce Harper because he said your name, and they were good one year, and you hopped on the bandwagon, and he said your name, and now all you're doing is staying on that bandwagon. You're not a Phillies fan. You're a Bryce fan. That's it. That's all you are. You don't know anything about the team. You don't care about the team. All you do is call up, and you talk trash on Trey Turner, who, by the way, has been their second best or best player this year. It's everybody else's problem. It's never Bryce's problem. Never! Because you don't like the team. You like Bryce. You like whoever says your name.
I love this. No, that has nothing to do with it.
First, yeah, it has everything to do with it.
He said my name because I liked him before that. You ever thought about that?
Because do you know why? Because you are a bandwagon jumper. You are a bandwagon jumper with Embiid when he had a good game against the Knicks. You're a bandwagon jumper with Jalen Hurts. All you did was crush the guy for a year. You are a faker. You're a faker. That's all you are. You're a character. You're not real. Wow, this Bryce opinion is not real.
Harsh. That's kind of harsh.
It's true.
Trying to obliterate me like that while I'm on the air, man. I'm talking to you about the Phillies having a Mets problem. It has nothing to do with
you. Name three players on the Mets. Name three players on the Mets.
When they win, you say it out of your own mouth. That is not because of Bryce Harper.
That I never say that. I'm sorry, Chuck. That's it. I never say that. I never say it's not because of Bryce Harper. I have given Bryce Harper a ton of credit on the air when he plays well. A ton of credit. You just don't hear that. You don't hear it. Bryce is your guy. I get it, Chuck. He said your name. Oh, my God. It must have been so great. You must have it saved on your phone.
It's fasting? Fasting spot?
No, it's Chuck. No, it's Chuck.
It's all combined.
It's Chuck.
It's all combined.
It's Chuck.
All right.
Well, Jordan Romano's not going to pitch tonight.
Yeah, well, thank God for that.
All that and more coming up in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz.